Hello, good morning, good evening, good afternoon, good night, whatever time you are listening to this. Thank you for joining me. It is the Daily Show podcast, and it is Monday the 8th of July. I hope everyone had a really good weekend. Mine was pretty good. From now on, Mondays is going to be called Monday Catch-Up. And the reason why it's going to be called Monday Catch-Up is because I am going to basically tell you what I did over the weekend, because this is a Monday to Friday show, so the Mondays will be used to just let you know what I have been up to over the weekend, if anything exciting happened or stuff like that. So let's jump right into it. Well, what did happen? I can't even remember. It's been really warm, like really overly warm. Now I'm going to come at this with the view that you don't watch the vlogs or the gaming channel. So, start off, Saturday was extremely warm, which I don't really like the warmth, because I'm ginger, I just burn, but anyway, it was really warm. It's been really warm all weekend. On Saturday, I went around to get my bus, and whenever I went to get my bus, it's usually £2, and I get on the bus, and it ended up £3.20, so it's quite a price jump right there, so it is. £3.20, but that gets me to go anywhere and use the buses all day long. So it's not that bad. So it's pretty good. Then the town, I managed to get my hands on. Dooley lent me his Korg micro Korg synthesizer and vocoder, so that's really going to help with the album. I haven't been really doing much recording with it because I need a MIDI cable. I have other ways of recording it, but the MIDI cable would be the best, so I'm going to try the other ways, maybe sometime today or tomorrow. So I'll be messing about with it. Some of the sounds you can get on it is absolutely fantastic. Whenever he says he was going to land me it, I was like, sweet. So he was telling me all this stuff about it, and he says that you can make a lot of different sounds with it and stuff like that there. And I really underestimated how much you can do with this. Like, this thing, you know, it's not even the size of my table. My table's a relatively small table. Like, it's, you know, the micro synthesizer will probably be about 2 feet, 2-3 feet in length. Which is good, because I just set it up right next to my all my stuff and just sit and play away, and then that means I can just flick onto the laptop here and get a couple of kicks I've created. Once I get the kicks that I've, or once I get the tone that I want, what I'll do is I'll start playing the tone, and then I'll repeat it, and then I'll stick the kick on to see what the kick sounds like with that. And then if I need to tweak a bit with the tone, that I can do that there, and it's all sitting right beside each other. So it's really helpful that it is a smaller thing, but you can do just as much with the smaller one as you can with the full size ones. So that is really good. I'm really happy with that, and it is going to do some amazing things for the album. Only problem with it being is Alana loves it. The first time she used it, she used it for about an hour. So every time that she's out and I'm using it, I don't really get to use it because she loves it that much. But that just goes to show you how good it actually is. So that there is really good. Also got a copy of Grand Theft Auto 4 yet again. This is probably about my fourth or fifth time getting it, but I got it. I've done, was it four or five GTA 4 videos, a couple of shorts, four shorts, yes, it's five videos, four shorts, and one normal, trolling the police, and no, I've done six videos, one just isn't up yet. So that, I've been doing a lot of videos because I love Grand Theft Auto, and I am getting GTA 5, so there will be a lot of GTA 4 videos up until GTA 5 comes out. So that's pretty much what I'm doing. Yes, I left it off on Friday with me talking about me and David going to be doing the insanity workout. Alright, And I'll talk about the Wii Fit and whatnot. But first off, the Insanity workout. I knew it was going to be tough. I knew it was going to be really hard. And then I watched some of it, you know. And this guy was going full on, like, you know, he was giving it fucking 90. He's giving it stacks, so he was. And that was only the test. That was only the warm up, right? I was out of breath just looking at him. So we eventually just said, no, we're not gonna do the Insanity workout. It's just too much. But the Wii Fit. Right? I was sitting there, and I was coming in with the mindset of the Wii Fit could either be good or bad, right? And the way I was looking at it was, if it's bad, then I'm back to where I am already, and no harm has been done, or I haven't lost much time or anything. But if it's good, then it's going to benefit me, and then I will be able to use it a lot more often. So I got the Wii Fit, or I got the Wii, set it up. I did not buy the Wii Fit. Did not buy the Wii either. They were all sitting in the house, so it's pretty good. So I set it up. I was giving it a wee bash, and I really enjoyed it because I was sitting there, and then David ended up joining me and doing some of the workouts too. But the way you sit down and you do a couple of reps of a certain exercise, and then you go on the next one, you do a couple of reps of it, and the next one, and then you can do it that way. You don't have to do it, but you know, that's the way I did it, and I really enjoy myself because it doesn't feel like you're working out, because you're playing a game, but you're working out at the same time. But so it feels like you're just playing a game, a really tiring game. But I really enjoyed it. I think it benefits. So if anyone's listening to this and they are contemplating using the Wii Fit to get into any type of shape, I would definitely go for it, because I did not before Friday night. I did not use any hints, or I did not look at any videos for the Wii Fit or anything like that. I didn't read anything on it, so I was coming into this not knowing what I was going to get hit with. And the way they've done it is really good, because you've got all different ones. You've got the yoga, you've got the muscle exercises, you've got the yoga, muscle, aerobic, and there's another one, training plus or something. The yoga is to improve your posture and stuff like that. I stayed away from it because even though my posture is horrible, I probably will try yoga at some stage. But went to the muscle burning exercises, and it was quite tough, to be honest. Some of them were pretty easy, and we're sitting having a laugh while doing it, but others were actually pretty tough, which is what you want, because you don't want it too hard, but you don't want it too easy, because if it's too easy, then you don't do anything, you don't lose any weight, or you don't gain any muscle or anything like that. Or, but if it's too hard, it just completely deters you from doing it, and then you pack it up and then you stick it back under the bed. So there were some that were really easy, and that was kind of like, we looked at it as the warm up. There were some that were quite hard, and we were like, holy shit, we'll stay away from that for now. But others were in the middle, like, yes, this is, I can do this, but it's still going to test me. So I really enjoyed it. One thing that I really, really liked about it was the free step, it's called. It's in there, and free step, it's an exercise where you have your balance board sitting in front of you. You put one foot up on it, and then another foot, and then one foot off. So you're just basically stepping up on it, and then back off it, up on it, back off it, and you just do that. I decided you can select how long you want to do it for. I selected 20 minutes. So I did it in a 20 minute interval. And while I was sitting there doing it, once you get into the rhythm, you don't need the TV, or you don't need the Wii remote, because the Wii remote, the sounds come through it to tell you when to step up and stuff. I turned that off, so the only voice that comes through it is it tells you how much steps you've done, and it does it like every 500 or something like that there. So it'll come up, you've done 1,000 steps. So I ended up just holding that in my thing so that I can hear whenever it counts down, because it goes like, you've done say 1700 steps and there's 3 minutes left, so it tells you how long you've got left and how much steps you've done. So I turned off the. I didn't turn off the TV. I kept the TV on. Just turned the volume down. Turned the noise through the Wiimote off, so I can hear was the talk and tell me how long I've got left. And I stuck on Headhunters, Live at Q Dance 2012 in the Ziggo Dome in Amsterdam. There's a place of useless information for you, but I was just sitting there and I was doing it and I was stepping up and down and singing along, and I was singing along, but I had my back to the window and I had the window open, so every time a breeze came past it was hitting my back. And you know, you do work up quite a sweat, like, you know. But whenever it stopped, I was like, I didn't even notice the time go by. There's other ones, like the aerobic ones, right? Because you got the muscle workouts, which is to tone your body and build a wee bit of muscle, which is good because if you're not looking to get absolutely ripped, this is a good way to do it because you don't need any types of equipment like weights or anything like that. There, it would be useful to have the weights, but I don't have any and don't plan on getting any because I'm not looking to get ripped. I just want to slim down. But the aerobic exercises are for fat burning exercises, so if you do these exercises you will start to burn your fat, and then that's whenever you start to lose the weight. So I've drifted towards that, especially with the hula hoop one. I love the hula hoop one. The hula hoop one is you have to keep swinging your hips, like you've got a hula hoop around your hips, and you have to keep doing that there, and then more hula hoops get chucked on, so you have to turn to the left to catch the hula hoop, or to the right, whatever direction it's coming from, and you have to catch it, and then you have to keep swinging, and then you ended up with about four or five hula hoops on you, and the same many spins you got in the hula hoop plus one. I ended up getting like something like 600 spins, which is actually, I mean, pretty good for your first time. But your build, what you don't realize is you're building, or you're losing your weight, but you're also having a lot of fun with it, and you're not concentrating on how much weight you're losing, because it does at the end, it tells you how much exercise you've done for that day, but also tells you how much calories you burned in that exercise, and then at the main menu it shows you how much calories you burned overall. But except for looking at that, you don't think about it, because I was sitting there spinning the hula hoop and I was thinking, I was laughing away because it was fun, but I was also listening to music. And you don't think about how much you're sweating or how much you're losing weight, or it's not. I don't look at the Wii Fit anymore and go, oh my god, this is going to be annoying because I have to do exercise. I look at it and go, is this going to be fun? So I'm going to set it up and I'm going to have more batches at it now, because I haven't really touched it since Friday. Yesterday I kind of had a lazy day. Saturday I always do a lot of walking, so that counts as my exercise. So Friday done my exercise, Saturday done my exercise, yesterday kind of had a lazy day and I had a kebab, so I'm going to have to work extra hard today. But yes, as it says, Sunday was a lazy day, but it was extremely warm and some garden work had to be done, so I was out in the garden and it was very draining. The heat just saps the energy out of you, so I wasn't in the mood to do anything at all. I just wanted to lie there and be like a big busted sandwich. So I just, once it started to cool down a bit, I did a load of GTA videos, a couple of shorts. If you haven't checked out the shorts, you should check out the shorts. I think they're pretty funny. So that has been about it. I hope everyone had an excellent weekend, because weekends are always the best, especially when they're sunny but not too warm. So I hope everyone had a good weekend. Hope you're all safe. This has been the Monday Catch-Up. I will see you all tomorrow for back to normal podcasts. Hope you have a good rest of the day and be safe so that you can come back tomorrow and listen to me talking. Thank you very much.